Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Cosmopolitan's All The Way With. I'm Laura Capon.
And I'm Pacey Gilmore, and this week we'll be joined by Reed, an online sex worker who has a very successful OnlyFans page.
Ooh, we were just discussing OnlyFans before we started, and I admitted that I joined it and immediately cancelled purely just to see someone's pictures.
Not after you'd paid two of your hard-earned dollars.
I know, I'm fascinated by it because so many YouTubers go into it.
Yeah, no, can't wait to chat to her.
That, come on, enthusiasm.
I know, I am enthusiastic.
I wanted to talk to you about something that won't make you enthusiastic. Manifestation. Now, I'm not saying I'm entirely behind this, but I had dinner with my friend Keeks, who is also a contributing beauty writer at Cosmo, so Team Beauty. And she also has her own podcast, Your Mum. I've done all her plugs now. but she was saying that basically she is now manifesting a man, essentially. And it just really intrigued me. So I asked her, like, what are you manifesting? And she said, a guy that is intentional with his pursuit of me. Someone that wants to date me to become my boyfriend / wants a relationship because I'm tired of situationships.
Oh, love it. So what do you mean manifesting?
So basically, she's like a big believer in it. She's trying to get me into manifesting, where you kind of, I guess you put it out there. So that's what you're constantly thinking, constantly looking for. And then the idea is you attract it.
Yes.
It's like that book, The Secret, isn't it? That's the whole thing of like, oh, you think of this and then you get it. But I guess ultimately as well, you're then, I guess we call it manifesting, but then Keeks is going to be, I imagine, like in her chat with guys and on her profile, she's going to be a lot clearer about what she wants.
So it isn't just something you do in your head. It's like you literally change your behavior as well.
Yeah, I feel like you have to change your behavior to manifest it.
Yes.
But I don't know, but it doesn't feel, because you're saying you're manifesting, you don't necessarily realise you've changed your behaviour. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, well, when you said, oh, I want to talk about manifestation, I was like, sounds like cockroaches, better Google it. and it, like, did you know it comes from this thing called the law of attraction? Have you heard of that before?
Yeah, so that I think is what that book, The Secret, like originally ripped off. What is, just explain. So that's basically you attract what you...
Yeah, so the way that law of attraction explains it is a manifestation is where your thoughts and your energy can create your reality. And then it says if you're constantly being negative and feeling down, you're going to attract and manifest negative energy. So basically it's like what you put out into the universe you get back, I guess.
Yeah, I do sometimes think I've been asking the universe for a boyfriend for several years now. But then maybe it's because I haven't. I think the problem is, right, this is my thing. It's not, you do have to act on what you're manifesting, right? So I love the idea, and I do see the principle behind it, but I also think, I guess, it's not just as simple as you want something, you get it.
Yeah. I get, is it not just a kind of spiritually kind of way of saying, I want this thing, so I'm going to focus my energy on getting it?
Yeah. So I think that's basically what Keeks is doing for the month of October.
Oh, do you think she'll update us?
If she doesn't, I'll be WhatsApping her. And she's also like a really driven person. Mm-hmm. I think this is my problem with dating. I'm just, because I have other things going on and like that pique my interest. It's not always my number one priority, but I guess maybe if I say I'm manifesting, I am then making it my number one.
Yeah, I guess it depends how important it is to you. Do you really, really desperately want to be in a relationship enough to put your energy into it above other things? And if so, great, do it.
Now I'm scared. Oh, maybe I don't want a boyfriend.
You can't do it in October because that's your spooky binging month.
Yeah, that is, to be fair. And that's a busy month with Netflix.
That's when Laura really comes into her own, watching all her weird horror films.
Okay, I'll be manifesting from November then. Great. Put it off for another month. Brilliant.
Great.
Now I'm going to ask Reed how she makes money online and maybe think about doing that instead.
That's one for December. All right. I'll put it on the to-do. We're joined today by Reed Amber, a sex educator and sex worker who makes money through OnlyFans. She's also one half of the sex-positive YouTube duo... Ooh, that was a tongue twister. Come Curious. And has worked as a webcammer and an adult actor in porn. Hi, Reed.
Hello, Reed. Guys. Hi.
What an honour.
Why, thanks. I have been looking forward to this for so long. I love you both so much. And I'm very thrilled to be chatting. Oh, can I swear on here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And chatting my shit on here for people to listen to.
Who told you that we love compliments? That is the way to our heart.
Oh, see, just I should have really bought some like virtual chocolates, virtual flowers, really swooped in there, giving you some virtual sex toys because I am literally like... I am splitting at the seams with sex toys. I just got sent two strap-ons today, which have been added to my collection.
How many strap-ons do you now have in total, Reed?
Oh, so these are my first. These are my first pop-ons. I've used strap-ons before, but they never actually belonged to me.
You borrowed the strap-on.
Borrowed, yes.
Do you still have your strap-on, Paisley?
I've got two as well. And I still want another one. It's like tattoos. Once you get one, you're like, oh, I could have a different one.
Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. You're like, I need all the strap-ons of all different shapes and sizes. The good thing about strap-ons is that they are interchangeable. You can change the appendage to the strap-on, right? I mean, depending on the toy. So yeah, if I suddenly wanted to fuck someone with a wolf dick, then I could do that.
Wow, what a time to be alive.
Very Game of Thrones.
The people who've come to listen to this podcast thinking we're going to talk about OnlyFans, and they're like, we're 5 minutes in, it's all been strap-ons. What's going on?
Well, you know, they do play a part in sex work, very much so. Not in my sex work yet, but that's about to change.
With your two new appendages.
I wonder if I can use both at the same time. Now that would be a skill.
That's one to think about.
That's some DP right there.
Laura? I was like, do you want to ask a question?
Yes. Moving on. So for those who don't know, Reed, what is OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is a website, a very, very clever website that suddenly sprung up. It's been around for quite a few years, but it's just exploded, especially through quarantine times, where people, not just sex workers, but anyone can sell their own personal content. So videos, pictures is generally what people go for, but you can also put on live streams, you can put on voice recordings, you can put up polls there. It's very similar to Twitter. And I think that's why it exploded. And then, of course, with something like that, the adult industry just sucked it up like a leech and took over. And it worked really, really fucking well for us.
So it isn't just sex on OnlyFans.
No. I don't think they originally wanted it to be sex. I think it was just a place for celebrities or people who have large followings to be able to sell personal content, whether or not that's just showing themselves
like
off
Cameo
at the beach. Yeah, it's something similar like that. But of course, the adult industry took over and it's been a great way to cut out the middleman when trying to get, you know, paid. Because the middleman does take a lot of money from us.
So, could you talk us through how it works? Like, you as a sex worker have your own profile or page, and then like, how do people pay you, and how does it work?
So I have a profile set up. It's again a bit like any kind of social media platform. A bit like it's almost like Instagram and Twitter had a baby. And you set it up. You put your bank details. You can have a pseudonym or your actual personal name. Mine is all my real name. My real name is actually Reed. That is on my birth certificate. And my OnlyFans name is Reed Amber X. Of course, I couldn't put my last name on there because I have a brother and sister who share my same last name. So I thought, I'll play it safe. I'm going to do filthy stuff online. So I'll just keep it as Reed Amber. And I just put up photo sets on there. You can put up pretty much anything goes on this site. It is up to you. So you can have completely explicit, extreme content on there, or you can have quite, you know, you could literally just put yourself up there smiling and people would probably pay money for that if you have some kind of following. I mean, I have friends who just put their pictures of their feet up there and they make a killing.
What kind of things do you post though? Like, do you do like more nudes? Do you do more like this is when I realised that I'm more sexy stuff.
Sexy. Everything she does is sexy.
It's a sexy. Well, we can't all deny that sex sells. And me being in the adult industry for so long, like I know that sex sells and I enjoy selling my sex. I get off on it. I've always done that. You know, when Tumblr was a thing, I used to post nudes of myself on Tumblr because I loved it. I enjoyed whether or not it was some creepy old man wanking over me. I just loved it all. And OnlyFans, I personally put up anything from, I mean, probably the most I go to is nude. So I wouldn't even say implied nude. Implied nude is when you're naked, but you're covering your tits or your pussy. But I put up fully nude. And a lot of it is quite fun. It's not always sexy. A lot of it, the past couple of funny posts I've put up is where I grew my hair out and I was licking my armpit hair and I was flashing my pube hair. And people went ballistic for that. They absolutely loved it. Rather than, you know, setting up a whole bedroom shoot with lights and making sure I do a really nice sexy striptease in my best lingerie. Sometimes that just doesn't do as well as the real quick, I'm lying in bed, take a really messy photo of myself, and that kind of goes apeshit. It works the same way on likes and comments, and also people can tip you on your posts as well.
So they pay to subscribe, like they can only see your content if they're a subscriber, and then they pay extra if they want to. Is that how it works?
Yes. So you pay a monthly subscription and then you get access to everything that's been put up from whenever. But of course, the more you update it, the more people want to keep paying. And they can also request for custom videos and tip you on your stuff. So if I put up a really great video and someone goes, wow, I really like that, let me tip you like $2, then yeah, it's a really nice atmosphere on there. Apart from people always want to see more. You know, I'm very, I used to webcam and I used to put everything out there.
And Reed, how much does it cost to subscribe to you, your OnlyFans?
So you can completely decide what you put on there. I have friends that charge $3 a month, but I also have friends that charge $35 a month. At the moment, I charge, I think it's about $16.99, which in my mind, after they took a cut and also after the US to English conversion rates, that's about a tenner. So I thought, yeah, if I'm getting a tenner a month from a person, I'm pretty happy with that. The content I put out there, I mean, if I was open leg, if I was doing boy-girl content, if I was fucking myself with dildos left, right, and center and squirting all over my laptop, I might charge a little bit more, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm enjoying what I'm doing so far.
And how many subscribers do you have?
It really fluctuates, but I normally stick around the 600-person mark. At the moment, I think it's gone up to around 700. But wow. Of course, it COVID and lockdown and quarantine has changed that. It's really fluctuated from when people were furloughed and when this all kicked off. People were coming out of it and not spending so much. Totally understandable because, you know, as much as I do believe in paying for your porn, like porn is a luxury. It's not a necessity. And sometimes you've got to put food on the table over having a wank.
How do you grow your following on OnlyFans? Is it similar to Instagram in like, do you just have to, like, are there, I don't know, how do you, How do you get more subscribers?
So again, that is, it is mainly through social media. I can't post anything on my Instagram. If I do, then I have to be very careful because Instagram is quite against OnlyFans. I think that is changing though. OnlyFans are really trying to get non-sexual, non-adult people signing up to OnlyFans. I know this, one of my friends, he's known as JubeTube. I've known him since university. He does like comedy viral videos, and they literally paid him to get an account on OnlyFans because they're trying to make it less adult, because of course it's causing for them in terms of like laws and what they can and can't do, where they can and can't promote. I got my link removed when I put my OnlyFans link on my Instagram because it was linked to adult content. But on Twitter, of course, adult content is still completely allowed. So I just blast it on there. But the best way to do it to gain followers is to find other people who have OnlyFans accounts, do a duo shoot with them, and then get them to tag you within the post so that people who are already paying for their subscription might go, wow, this person's really hot, and then just literally click through and pay for your subscription. That's what I found's been the most effective way to gain. It sounds so easy. Everyone thinks like, oh, I'll just put some sexy photos up and sell them online, or I'll just get a big following. It's not that simple. It's very much about, you have to have your business mind on, you have to have good marketing strategies and figure out how to target people, what people are going to want to click on. I found if I've put something, I could write a post on Twitter, write a tweet on Twitter saying like, hey, I've just put a photo set up. That's not going to necessarily do well compared to if I find quite an explicit image that is already, that I've just posted, I cover it, I censor it with like hearts on my nipples and like a wow star by my vagina, and say, oh my goodness, holy crap, like check out this new sexy photo set of 35 images on my OnlyFans. People tend to click and go nuts for it because it's giving them just that little more glimmer of this, because people want to know, they want a little teaser advert, you know. It's like when you're on Pornhub and you see those little adverts at the side and you're like, I want to see more of that, what's going on there, that looks cool.
That's so interesting. What kind of custom clips do people tend to ask for, or like what are they after?
Oh wow, I mean, it is so varied. People's kinks and fetishes are like so broad, and then within that you have subcategories. So I'm a foot lover. Like I have a huge foot fetish myself. I love my feet being played with. I enjoy other people's feet, and so I do get a lot of foot requests because I mean, my feet are sexy. I'm gonna say it, I love my feet, they're sexy. So I do get a lot of requests for foot stuff. It just depends on whether or not you want to do it.
Is it just pictures of your feet, like in certain shoes and, or like bare feet, or?
See, again, it's these subcategories of kinks and fetishes. Like, so someone might be really into my feet, but in a specific way. They might want to see my feet and legs in a specific type of leggings, or it might be stockings, or might be tights, crotchless tights. And then even within that, it could be skin colored tights. It could be seamed tights. It is honestly endless. Someone might want to watch me step on a bowl of baked beans with my feet. Someone might want to watch, recently I had someone request for, you know, tiny little white sport socks. Nothing special, just little white sport socks.
I hate those white sport socks.
They're not warm enough.
My brother wears them and I always just think they look hilarious.
I actually quite like them myself, but only because I get eczema on my feet and hands. And for some reason, the sport socks, they don't give me the eczema. It's not that horrible nylon synthetic material that makes my feet sweat. I'm like, all right, yeah, good old cotton. You soak that bad juice up.
How much would you charge for a little sports sock pick then?
it really depends, because it has to be worth my time.
Yeah.
Because I'm a busy lady, and
I've got
a lot of shit going on. And so I'm normally, minimum, I say £50 for a photo set of 10. That's my start off rate. It's obviously different for different people. Like, I am talking from a sex worker point of privilege where I do this because I enjoy it. I don't do it because I need rent or I have kids to pay for. I can put up a price and stick to that price, but a lot of people will haggle with that price because they need that money. £50 is my set set rate. And depending on how complicated they want the shoot, you know, if they're like very specific, if they want me to wear those white socks and trainers and then to peel off the trainers and then to slowly peel off the socks and then to put the socks in my mouth while fingering my toe, you know, then I put a little bit of price on top of that.
Yeah, it's a lot of coordination involved in that. Yeah,
absolutely.
What's the most you've been paid for a video and what was it?
Ooh, good question.
Thanks.
I mean, I
we love compliments.
I haven't really sold a hell of a lot of videos. Not that I don't want to. I just can't really be bothered. I used to do, well, I still do a lot of webcamming, so a lot of live stuff, because it's less likely for things to be screenshotted, copied and spread around.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which, as an online sex worker, you have to accept that that will happen. And I have accepted that now. What annoys me is when people do it without permission, and that pisses me off. You know, I've got my vagina flying all over the internet, and I get annoyed because they think they're doing me a service. Because they're like, wow, she's amazing. I need to share this with the world. But actually, in reality, you're taking money away from me. You know, that's my job. Mm. But then I've also come to the conclusion that it is also kind of free advertising. If someone steals my content, puts it up on like camwhores.com, someone sees that content, likes it, they might be enticed to seek me out and actually pay for it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Not always, but I would probably say 150 quid I did recently with my friend who is also on OnlyFans as Alice Knight with a K-N. 00 Alice Knight, just giving her a shameless plug because she's my girl, you know. Because I do believe sex workers should be very supportive of each other. It shouldn't be this horrible competitive industry of I want to do better than you. We should all band together and promote each other. I think that's beautiful, and we need more of it. And we did a video together. It was a schoolgirl themed video, and we were getting spanked by her boyfriend, and I think we got 200 quid for that. It was 150 quid or 200 quid for that video, and it was only like a 3-minute video. And of course I had a great time getting spanked by her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's fit as well.
And you got to hang out with your mate.
And hang out with my mate. And it's so lovely doing so, because we have like a little content day where I'll go around to hers or she'll come around to mine, and we'll have all of our outfits sorted. We'll have a little drink. We'll film and photograph and do all these or make all this content and just have a really fun time. And then you've got about a month's worth of content ahead of you, which is great. Yeah.
It's basically a sexy Instagram, isn't it?
That is literally it. And I tell you now, I wanted my sexy Instagram to be sexy, but I've been deleted 7 times because of that. And so I'm trying so hard to keep myself abiding by the guidelines. Understandably, you know, they haven't really put into place great efforts to protect children on Instagram, even though I want to be naked all the time and prove to people that nudity isn't something that should just be for 18 plus. It should be for something, it should be celebrated. It should be seen as as just part of being a human. Everyone should be naked, and it doesn't have to make it sexual. But unfortunately, with the poor sex education we've had, and with the tools that we've been failed to be taught, we see nudity as sexual. I mean, I do as well, but it's not all that a naked body is. Naked bodies aren't just sexual. They're beautiful, incredible, life-giving things.
Do you think OnlyFans is changing the opinion of, like, kind of porn as well? Because I was saying to Paisley, I'm fascinated by it because from a beauty angle, I've seen so many beauty YouTubers start OnlyFans pages, and it's like mad to me. And obviously I think they're doing it because they're making so much money from doing it. But I feel like if it was any other site, I can't imagine like they start uploading to like you were saying, like PornTube or something. Like it does seem to be a very OnlyFans thing.
OnlyFans have really marketed themselves well. They're very neutral. I mean, you can go onto Pornhub and you can get yourself an account and post up videos to try and entice people to your website. But Pornhub already gives you that idea of like, it's quite sleazy. I mean, Pornhub have a lot of bad press around it. They're a very negative company. But with OnlyFans, it's very user-friendly. And you wouldn't be ashamed to put yourself on there, whether or not you are doing adult content. They take such a small percentage from you. They take, oh, sorry, I thought I heard my doorbell go, but I don't think it's Mr. Postman. Normally I turn up to the door like half scantily clad in a robe, and he's like, oh dear God.
He loves delivering to you.
Yeah, he loves it. But they've done very well for themselves. I mean, whoever started that company is probably like living on some island somewhere laughing right now. They take 10% of what you earn, which is so much lower than most of the sites that I know and have used before. Generally speaking, Adult Work was the big online cam site in the UK, and they take 40%, which I think is disgraceful. Wow. The company I used to work for, Studio 66, who I still love, I don't work for them anymore, but they took 60% until they changed it to 50%. And again, I still disagree with it, but I understand why, because an interface, a platform like that costs a hell of a lot to not just create, but to run as well, especially when it's 24 hours. So that's understandable. I mean, OnlyFans is a little bit simpler than that. So taking 10% is fair enough. And also, if you sign somebody up using your referral link, you take 5% of their earnings and OnlyFans take 5%. So they're not losing out on any more money, but it entices you to help people join you. Of course, if I do that, then I make sure that I get my money's worth. I make sure that they get their money's worth. I promote them. I teach them everything that they know, everything that I know, help market them, because me just taking 5% is a little bit skeevy. You know, I don't want to do that. I'm starting to sound like a pimp or a brothel. I got to at least make sure that they're getting their money's worth. I'm happy to spill my guts out with this, because I think it is important that everyone knows every aspect of these websites. I think it looks so lucrative and cool from the outside. And there are little sneaky things that they can do to make. I mean, it's a big company. They're not going to be perfect. They're not going to be angels like what big company is. But at the moment, OnlyFans is working for me for sure. It's the first time I'm ever earning an actual pretty damn decent wage in my entire life. And I've done sex work for a long time. So it has really helped me.
How did you kind of get into sex work in the first place? Is it something you've always done since you were...
Since I was a baby.
In this realm. Since you were... I was going to say in the sex positive world, but I guess I feel like you've probably always
been.
Yeah,
I mean, I was always like born and bred a slut. Actually, that sounds really filthy, doesn't it? Born and bred. Jesus. Sorry, Mum. Sorry, Mum and Dad. I promise you didn't do that on purpose. It was in my blood. It was in my bones. You know, I was always sexually active. It was sex on my mind. I was always so interested. And I did the school thing. I did the university thing. I did television production. And while I was at uni, I was like, this is bullshit. This is not what I want to do. So I did work experience, a lot of work experience in the porn industry. My university hated that. Oh my goodness. They refused to accept that it was work experience. We had to do 2 weeks mandatory, and they refused, and I had to write an essay proving to them why doing porn work experience was acceptable, which I'm severely dyslexic. So asking me to write an essay is like asking me to run like a million K marathon. I couldn't do it. I ended up doing the whole other, you know, BBC and Channel 4, which was just not my thing. And after university, I just dived straight into the porn industry. I've done everything. I've done every job, everything from porn directing to script writing to editing to filming, but also towel girl and set designer and cleaning up the stains on the sofas and being a runner. I've done it all, and it's been such an interesting and wonderful experience. And now I'm trying to change porn from the inside out, trying to be an ethical, educating porn director and actually film good ethical porn, because it's a massive gap in the market. We don't have enough ethical porn out there.
Well, I was thinking from what you were saying about like your OnlyFans content that you create and how much you enjoy it, it's almost like it's giving power back to sex workers to make their own content and not have some like potentially like manipulative like a director making them do stuff they don't want to do. Like it's kind of taking, as I don't know if this makes sense, but democratizing.
Yes, well, that's exactly why OnlyFans has worked so well, because just before I left the porn industry in the UK, I hated the way that it was. It was very money grabbing and exploitative, and I thought it was disgusting. I worked for a company who used to lie to their the people that gave them money, that funded them, saying that they were paying their porn performers more money than they actually were. And as soon as I found that out, I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. This is not acceptable. And so having something like OnlyFans basically means that you can be your own director, your own crew, your own camera operator, and you're not getting a massive fee cut out of you. I mean, some poor girls were getting paid £250 to do a boy-girl scene in the UK. That is disgraceful. Mm. When we do a porn shoot, we make sure to pay our performers and equally as well, men and women and people equally, at least £1,500 for a scene. Because sex is a very sensitive and you can and very vulnerable aspect of your life. To get paid £250 for something that's going to go online for the rest of your life is just, it angers me so much that people can get away with that. And so, yeah, it cut out all of that horrible, sneaky, conniving middleman. Like now you can just film what you like in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to push yourself to do anything you don't want to do. You can go to the levels that you want. Even if you all of a sudden decide to shoot an anal scene, you know, on your phone and put it up there, and then you don't like it and you want to take that down, you have that option rather than trying to face up to some big, huge porn company that's not even going to look at your email. It has given a lot of sex workers power back when it comes to owning their own content and getting their money, getting what they deserve.
I also loved what you said about your body earlier, Reed, where you just said how comfortable you feel and you love being naked. And some, like, the questions we always get on here whenever we ask our readers are people that, like, feel uncomfortable because of their self-confidence when it comes to sex, because of their body. Have you always been like that? Do you have any kind of tips for anyone that struggles?
Body confidence is hard. It's something that fluctuates with everybody, and everyone does deal with, they deal with their body in different ways. I was very lucky. I lived with my mum, who was always naked. I have friends that I was always naked around. That does change when you go through puberty. I remember when I first got my pubes, I was like, no, nobody can see my body because I'm different now. and I know for a fact that when I started taking photos of myself, that completely changed the way that I felt about my body. I feel for anyone right now who is young, maybe in their teens, and going through puberty and the process of trying to love their body when all they're seeing online is the most perfect version of people. Which I think is very, very toxic. I try so hard on my social media to be as real as possible, to show when I'm bloated, to show my stretch marks and when I'm not feeling good about my body. Because a lot of people have huge self-esteem issues, especially with porn. You know, we didn't really have that much of a great sex education, so we go to porn to find out how to have sex. And everyone in porn are, you know, very tight and white and big titted and big dicked, and that can really mess up how we see our own bodies when only a very small percentage of the world is like that. It's like actors, you know, like a lot of actors are very good looking because that's, you know, that's part of the job. That's what people want to see on camera, and it's what people want to see on film and in porn. Of course we want to see a big dick in porn, which I disagree with now. You know, now I've changed my ways. I want to see bodies of all different shapes and sizes. I want to see pleasure for pleasure, not for fakery. And I want people to remember that porn isn't reality. It is a fantasy. It is make-believe. It is entertainment, just like the movies. You don't go to the cinema and look at an action film and go, yeah, that's real. Yep. Oh, yeah, that really happened.
That's
you
so
know
true.
It's entertainment. And porn is the same. Learning your body is a skill, and a lot of people have learned to dislike their body through social media or through porn. And so you have to really be proactive into relearning to love your body. A lot of people go to bed in pajamas, wake up, don't even look at their body in the mirror, put on clothes, and they're afraid to look at their bodies. And that breaks my heart, because your body is this incredible organ, incredible structure that is holding every single beautiful piece inside of you. And it's not one size fits all. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body. It's going to get spotty. It's going to have changes that are unlike, it's not one size fits all. And it shouldn't be, otherwise we'd all be, you know, looking like clones of each other, which should not be fun. The best advice I could give you was, Florence and I, we started the 30-day nude challenge, where every day you take a photo of yourself naked, and you don't have to show anyone. You could put them in a little folder hidden away. Every day for 30 days, you take a photo of yourself and you see your body for what it is. You see every stretch mark, every roll, every tiny little thing that you dislike about yourself. And guarantee by the end of the 30 days, you will feel differently. And it's a skill you have to learn. Take those sexy photos. When I was doing that challenge, I take nude photos of myself a lot, and I love it. I was trying to almost push that barrier and boundary. I was trying to take photos that I would never see myself in. So I was literally lying on my bed, spreading my ass cheeks open with my head between my legs, trying to get into all the little nook and crannies that I never really see or notice. Just to be able to be like, okay, that's the way that my asshole looks. All right, that's that little crease there. I think I might have, like, you know, piles or something. Okay, cool. But like, I love you. I love you, butthole. You're amazing. You do amazing things. You let me shit out of you and, you know, three times a day and have fingers inside of you. So thank you, butthole. I appreciate it. You beautiful thing.
Rendered speechless.
I was just thinking, as she was talking, I was like, that's the clip that I'm going to put on social yes! when we promote this podcast.
Yes, please. Yes, I love it. I think have to really push yourself, because loving yourself isn't easy. It is hard. It is something that we need to work at. But it is possible. Even if you hate your body, that is something that you have learned, that society has taught you and pushed you into believing. And it's just trying to change that perspective of yourself and just go give yourself some positive affirmations. Tell yourself in the morning every day, I love you leg, I love you foot, I love you thigh, I love you tits, I love you great big beautiful sagging vagina, like you beautiful beef curtains, I'd just lap you up if I could, but I can't reach and I've tried.
I've not heard the term beef curtains in a long time.
Oh, it's so tasty.
To finish on. And Reed, yeah. If people want to find you, because I'm sure they will after this, where can they find you?
So I am Reed Amber X on Twitter, OnlyFans, and of course Instagram, where you can see all my filthy but safe for Instagram content.
And is there anything else you want to plug while you're here? Just plug away.
Oh my God, of course, yes. Come Curious is our little brainchild. It's our YouTube channel that I do with my business partner, Florence. I say business partner, I call her like my best friend, my sister, my girl. And yeah, we have a YouTube channel and that's the same. Come Curious, C-O-M-E, Curious on Instagram, Twitter, and oh, we have a podcast as well called Fucks Given too, which yeah,
we talk about busy.
I'm so sorry. It's just, you thought this was going to be a small plug. It's not, it's forever. But yeah, you can find everything through our Instagrams. We've got links and shit.
Right, following you on all platforms immediately.
Oh, thanks guys.
Thank you so much. This has been very inspiring and
enlightening. I'm sorry for my motor mouth. I've just got so excited. I'm like, yes, I just want people to love themselves, please.
No, we love it. Thank you so much.
I need to wear some sports socks.
Yes, and get yourself an OnlyFans, guys. It honestly, it will help your self-esteem. It changes the way that you feel about yourself. It really does. It's hard work, but once you get there, you're like, wow, holy shit, like this, I feel good. I feel good. And you're making money.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure. Lots of love.
I've just been stalking Reed's Instagram and she is so hot. I followed her.
Isn't she?
She's so hot and so cool. What must that be like?
Yeah. I just can't imagine.
You're hot and cool. Shut up.
Oh, come on. Look at me. I'm an egg with a fringe. No. I think it's interesting to hear Reed speak about her online sex work because people still, it's obviously still really stigmatized, isn't it? And people still think of sex work as like a last chance option for people. And it's like, actually, Reed, the passion with which she speaks about it shows how much she loves her job, and it proves some people do it because they genuinely want to.
Yeah, I truly do think in the future, OnlyFans will be like the next Instagram. I think that it will open that up to so many people because also the fact they feel safer in the fact that they have subscribers, so it's a bit more limited who sees it. I can see us all... What did she say? Treading in baked beans? Maybe not treading in baked beans, but like taking just like some, maybe that's where you put your like little sexy pictures.
Could you do beauty things on there?
I guess you could. I don't know if anyone would really want that.
So Laura does, I don't know if we've ever mentioned it on the podcast, Laura does a very highly successful franchise on her Instagram entitled Snack Review.
Oh.
It's iconic. Check it out. Maybe you could do some kind of snack review sexy content. Is it called sploshing where you use food for sex?
Like sexy mukbangs.
Yeah, that's your niche, baby. Get on OnlyFans. Well,
okay, I'm off to get my trainer liners and like a big KFC. I hate KFC though. Something I can mukbang with.
I don't know what to say. Should we end it?
God, you're so uncomfortable at my sexy mukbang. Great. You're not going to subscribe, are you?
You said the word bang.
Mukbang. Right, okay. Serious outro type. The only serious part of this entire podcast.
You go.
No. You go.
This brings us to the end of this episode of Cosmopolitan's All The Way With. Thanks to Reed for joining us and to you for listening. And if you have any sex questions or dating dilemmas, please message us on Twitter or Instagram at CosmopolitanUK.
Cosmopolitan's All The Way With was recorded remotely by Number 8 Studios and is available to download on Acast, iTunes and all the usual podcast apps. We will see you next Sunday or whenever you listen to this. Okay, bye.
1 we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.